Okay, we're ready. The sheets are floating around there? Okay. So this Shabbos, of course, we begin Chumash Devarim. Shia tonight is in the occasion of the yard site of Tony and again.
Sosha Henny.
Sosha Henny Bas Henna. The yard site is tonight, tomorrow, the 8th of Av. And Shom Shana Aliyah. We have some refreshments available in honor of the occasion. Okay, so this Shabbos, as I said, we begin the Chumash Devarim with Parshas Devarim. This Shabbos is also Tisha B'Av. Because it's Shabbos, we're not going to fast on Shabbos, of course. The only time we fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So we push the fast off to Sunday, but technically Shabbos is the 9th of Av. And therefore, I'd like to speak about something today which relates to Parshas Devarim, but also principally to Tisha B'Av. Parshas Devarim has always lain on the Shabbos before we fast to Tisha B'Av. It's always like that, according to our practice. So it says in the beginning of Devarim, when Moshe recaps some of the events of the previous 40 years, especially the major events, one major event he addresses is the Chet HaMeraglim. The sin of the spies. In the first source, Devarim Perak Aleph Psukim Chav Beis Tum Chav Ches, you have a little synopsis. Moshe says, "Vatikur alai kuchem, you all came to me. Vatomu nishach anashim rofani v'achbol aras aretz. We want you to send people to scout out the land. The Yeshivo son of Devar, they'll bring us back the word and so on." And Moshe says, "Okay, vayitavin ay Devar posuk Chav Dala." They went up to the land vayiraglu osa. That's we find the verb relating to the word meraglim, right? They spotted out, they scouted out. And the Pasuk of they took from the fruits and so on and brought it back. And they said the land is good and all that. But Pasuk of below Avisem Lalos, you didn't want to go. You refused in the end of the whole story to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Tamruz Piyashem Alokechem, you rebelled against God. And Pasuk of Zayin, but Teirognu V'Alechem, you complained and grumbled and slandered in your tent. Took us, out of Mitzrayim because he hates us and wants to give us over to some other nations to wipe us out. How can we go up there? Achenu, Hemasos Aveinu, our brothers, these spies, they've melted our hearts. And they said they see so many frightening people, men of great stature. That's how the Psukim read in this week's session. If you look back in Parsha Shlach, where the story is told and what happened, in greater length. So there, just to look at a couple of psukim, you see some of the same expressions. So in Bamidbar, the end of Perek Yud Gimel, psukim Lamed Aleph through Lamed Gimel, the beginning of Perek Yud Dalet, in Bamidbar, psukim Aleph through Gimel. So they came back, and it says here that the spies reported that they're too strong, Vonucha Lalo Salam, Kichaza Kumimenu, and it's a pasuk Lamed Beis, it's Eretz Ocheles Yoshev, it's a land that consumes inhabitants, and as we said, Nara said, you hear it says in Lamed Gimel, Vishom Reino Sanafilim, B'nai Anak, we saw these giants and so on. And so, Pasuk Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Atisa Kolaida, Vainos Kama, Yivko Malanu, the whole congregation, the whole community started to cry and complain that night. Our Pasuk here in Devarim, it says, but back in Pasuk Avzayin, Vateirognu V'alechem, they grumbled and complained. Here it says, Atisa Kolaida, Vainos Kama, Yivko Malanu, they cried. And again, the Pasuk Beis, they complained to Moshe and Aaron, and they said, we wish we would have died in Mitzrayim, because what are we coming out here for? As Pasuk Gimel says, we're going to die here, just like it says in our Sefer, right? We're not going to survive this. Okay, so that's the events as they appear here. The emphasis in Parsha Shlach is that they cried that night. So there's a famous Gemara in Tainus, Adachov Tesamar Aleph, which calculates what night was that when they cried and complained about the Meraglim? None other than the night of Tisha B'Av. Okay, the Gemara, I didn't print it here, but the Gemara there, and you want to look it up, and Tainus Chav Tesman Aleph gives you the whole calculation, how to figure out the date. The Torah doesn't say the exact date, but we put piece together a few things and figure out the date. See if the Gemara says, Tainus Chav Tesman Aleph, source 3, Vatisa kol ha'edah v'yizchol ha'yivkol ba'alhu, Amar Rabba, Amar Yechanam, Osa Yom Er is different, but we'll read it the way we have it. Osa, the Masoras Hashas has it. Osa Lila Leil Tisha B'Av. That night was the night of Tisha B'Av. They came back on the eve of Tisha B'Av, and then people cried that night, the night of Tisha B'Av. So, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the famous expression, Atem Bechisem Bechia Shalchinam, Mani Kavel Achem Bechil Adoros. You cried this night for no reason. I will see to it that this night is a night of crying for all time. I said in the past, I can tell your children sometimes, if you don't stop crying, in a minute I'm going to give you something to cry about, right? So that's what Kosh Baruch Hu said, right? they saw were crying over nothing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu established a night of crying. And indeed, the Gemara says, the Mishnah really says, earlier in the Tainus, Chavam Ralef, the Mishnah starts in Chavam Ralef, goes over to Chavam Beis. This is on Chavam Beis, verse 4. The Tisha B'Av Nigzal of Aseinu Shalichnus Olaretz. The first tragedy of Tisha B'Av was that it was determined that they would not, this generation would never go into the land. The whole crying, the rebellion, resulting in this generation being told it would die out, not going into Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the Mishnah goes on. B'Charav Abayis B'Rishon Roshniya, the first and second base of Mikdash, both destroyed. And the Nilkad Beitar, the great city of Beitar, was destroyed. And many people killed the Nechush or the ear. And the city was completely overturned. Yerushalayim was completely destroyed, leveled, etc. Right? As Rashi says in Source 5, Allah was saying, Dora Midbar, right? If you were Isha, I'm going to Shemaila, Dora Razes, or it's the Pasuk. Says that Kadosh Baruch Hu swore, it's actually a pasuk here in Devarim, not in print, but Kadosh Baruch Hu swore this generation will never see the land, and that was on Tisha B'Av itself. Now the theme of crying, right, this idea of Bechia Shochinam resulting in Bechia Ledoros, so that's at the beginning of Eicha, right, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, Bacho Sivke Balayla, that's the term that the Megillah uses, right, Bacho Sivke Balayla, the Masal Echa, etc. And the commentary explained, I printed the commentary of Alshech, Eicha Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, Bacho Sivke 7, what's the double language, Bacho Sivke? V'navorin, and Omar Hena Aldavar Bacho, who are Bechi Hayadua Bimaraglim Belel Tishbav. This is, I'm sorry, Bacho, Aldavar Bacho. That's the Bechi of the time of the Raglim. And therefore, Roy Tivke Balala Mida Kedegan Mida. That's, he explained, the double language, Bacho Sivke Balala, in the beginning of Echa, is a reference to this crying of the night of the Miraglim. And therefore, we're supposed to cry on Tisha B'Av. That's the notion of the tears of Tisha B'Av, the Bechia Lidoros. So we turn now to an interesting question that was raised in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. Okay, the Pasuk of Zechariah. Zechariah is one of the last three Nevi'im we ever had are Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. That's the end of Treyosa, the so-called 12 minor prophets, the book of Treyosa, one book that has 12 Nevi'im. So these are the last three Nevi'im we ever had, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Matter of fact, I pointed out in the past, the Pasuk in Malachi, which ends, we read on Shabbos HaGadol, the Pasuk which ends the book of Malachi, it says, Zichru Torah Moshe, remember the Torah of Moshe, Hina Enochi Shalech Lehem Zeli Anovi, basically, Malachi was signing off in the name of all the Nevi'im, that's it, there's no more Nevi'im until Eli Anovi comes. So Zechariah is one of those last three Nevi'im, so it says in Perek Zion, of the beginning of Perek Zion of the book of Zechariah, by he bashon bishnas arba ladayovish hamelech, right, the king, the Persian king, was the fourth year of his reign, etc. Because Baruch Hu spoke to Zechariah, here's what happened: by yishlach beis el sar eitzev reg hamelech vanasal lechalas bnei Hashem. These individuals were sent from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael to consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? Lemor alakonam shel beis Hashem tzarkos hanavim lemor. They were sent with a shaila, a question. And the question is, the end of Pasuk Gimel of Perek Zayin Zechariah, look at that. Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Should we continue to cry in the fifth month? The fifth month is the month of Av, right? We start with Nisan, the first of the month of Nisan, here, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So the people from Bavel, they heard that they're building the Bayis Sheni, it's going up. So they said, should we continue to weep on the fifth? He knows there, and also deprive ourselves from, you know, from pleasure on this day. Kasher Asisi, Zek Kamashonim, as we've done for these last number of years. Right, that was a shaila that they were sent. That they sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. By he do Hashem tzukos elai lemor. So he begins a long answer, Zechariah. And first he gives the people Musa. Emor kolamar zalkolamar kitzamtem. Yeah, you fasted v'safod b'chamishi in the fifth month. It also mentions the seventh month at Tzom Gedalia. Zeh shivim shana. Right, you've done this for 70 years. But the psukim go on. I didn't print to say, but you didn't do tshuva and you were mean to each other and the negligent of a chaver. He gives a whole long harangue, so to speak, of the averes they did. Let's look in the source 9, the Metzudas David, explaining those psukim, right? This is what Ayishach Beis El says in Pasuk Beis, Ritzon Lama Hadibur Hoya Al Kishalach HaKnesiyah Shebebavel, the community, the congregation in Bavel, sent to Beis Hashem, these individuals who were named, whoever they were, okay, and others to ask Lahashim Lahem Al Shelosam, to ask the Nevi'im to answer their Shaila. And the question was, right, they went to the Kohanim and so to Ha'evke in Pasuk Gimel. Ritzon Lama Shela, he Ha'im Evke Me'ata B'Chodesh HaKamishi Hu Tisha B'Av. And then he adds, well, who are Din Kol Dalet Somos? Even though they didn't want to only ask about Tisha B'Av, they're asking about all four fasts, Tisha B'Av plus Teves, Shavuos of Tammuz, and Tzom Gedaliah. Those are the four fasts in conjunction with Churban. So they were asking about all of them, but they mentioned Tisha B'Av because Achzor HaChomer, that's the most prominent of them, the most, you know, the most stringent of all. But they were asking, should we continue to fast on these days, right? And he knows there, should we not eat and drink and enjoy things? And we've done for all these years, after all, because now, in the Bayer Shem, the Mikdash is being built. Okay, should we still mourn? Because, as the Tzitzit said, they didn't really think very highly of the second Beis HaMikdash. Certainly when it was first built, the second Beis HaMikdash was a poor man's Beis HaMikdash. You know, it wasn't as beautiful, and not only the physically wasn't beautiful, even spiritually missing certain things. The Gemara says there was no aura, and other things were missing. So that was a question. So, in any event,
they didn't realize the whole concept of Churban. Wasn't the building.
Okay. There's more to say about it. Anyway, when does the Zechariah give the answer? So, in Source 10, Parakhes, the next parak. Pasuk Yudches, Vahid Rav Hashem Tzokos Ha'alei Mor, Pasuk Yudches, the famous Pasuk, Kol Mar Asher Tzokos, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Shon Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaShvi, Yehle Beis Yehuda L'Sosom HaSimcha L'Amadim Tov Mehmes HaShalom HaHavu. That was the answer. He refers to Tzom HaRavi, on the Radak over there, Parakhes, Source 11, Vahid Rav Hashem, if you'll do all these things that he rebuked him about, the part that I didn't print, right? Tzom HaRavi is Zehu Tammuz, right? That's Shavuos of Tammuz. And Tzom HaMishi is of Tisha B'Av. The Radak spells it out. But Tzom HaShvi, that's Tzom Gedaliah in the seventh month, right? At Tishrei. And also, it's at the end there, Asir Teves. If you'll do all this, or Emes, or Shalom Ahavu, you'll pursue truth and peace. So then, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaMishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom Asir, Yehle Beis Yehuda was Sosom Simcha. So that was finally his answer. As Rashi says in Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Mabez, 12, okay? The Ali de Churban Hukpul Atzom. Do you remember the Talino Bibinyan? Ali de Churban Hukpul Atzom. All those fast days were made kind of count to the Churban. Ali de Habinyan Hukpul Yomtev. When it's rebuilt, it'll be Yomtev. So, Shekishenivne Bayesheni Sholchu Bnei Hagola. Right? The exiled Jews in bubbles sent a message. Ha'evke Bachodesh Hamishi. Okay? And so on. Kemo Sham Hashem. And finally, Sheheshive Makodesh Baruchu. Kodesh Baruchu answered. That's later on. So that's in the future will be Yul Sasson Simwal and Tob. That's the Gemara. Now, the problem is that the answer isn't that's Rashi. What's the answer? Okay, right. The Tzom HaRavi will be, but that now you know, we don't know. We don't know clearly anyhow what was the Chayyim's answer, Taka? What was the Psak? So the Gemara is sensitive to this. The Gemara gets to this as follows. We know that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash as well, every month was determined on the basis of witnesses having, the beginning of every month was determined on the basis of witnesses having seen the first sliver of the new moon. Right? We know every Jewish month is either 29 or 30 days. Nevertheless, never more, because the cycle of the moon around the earth is 29 and a half days. Every Jewish month, there's no 28 like February, and no 31 like January has March, whatever the poem is. So you don't have 31, you don't have 28, but you have 29, you have 30. Okay, which is which? Usually it alternates, but which is which? How do you know? So in the days of Beis HaMikdash, see, let's say today's the 29th of the month, so tonight, we'll look out. If we see the new moon, then tomorrow's the first of the month. If we don't, there's not Mekadosh, then tomorrow's the 30th of the old month, the next day will be the first, and that's how we have one day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Whenever there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, day one of Rosh Chodesh is 30th of the old month, day two of Rosh Chodesh is one of the new month. At that month is called, the ending month is called Mole. Sometimes it's close. It only has 29 days. The next day for it. Anyway, so what the problem was, okay, so it's very good. The business make a decision. But in the absence of emails and texts and everything else, how do you let everybody know? Right? Not so simple. So they had a system with fires. It was a pretty good system. But then that got messed up. So the Gemara said they had to send out, the Mishnah said they had to send out Shluchim. They had to activate the Pony Express to send out official messages from the Beis Din to all the communities, and they would go riding around and telling everybody with an official explanation and so on. So you didn't have to send out messengers all the time, because some months doesn't matter. What's the difference? You know, it doesn't matter. It only matters when the holiday of that month. Now, I don't want to talk now what about documents and stories. Not my issue now. But the Mishnah says in Tanis in Rosh Hashanah, right? Yilches on Mishnah, Al Shisha Chadoshim Ashuchin Yotim. These messages were sent out for 6 months. On Nisan, the month of Nisan is one, because they had no Pesach. It's Me'a Pesach. Now notice, Shavuos is not in there because you don't need to know about Shavuos. Why? You count the serious omer and you're in the 50th day, so you don't need, right? But all now times, the Av had to send out to know in Tisha B'av. Al Elul, you had to send out to know in Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is right away, the first of the month. So they had, okay. Al Tishrei, we need Takanas Hamor, the other Yom Tov of Tishrei, Sukkot, whatever, maybe Yom Kippur. And Al Kislev, Mei Chanukah, Al Adar, Mei Purim, Shavuos, Mei Tishkanim, Yotan, Al Iyam, Mei Pesach Kotten. Rashi says in 14 Pesach Sheni. Okay, and Rashi explains, and Al Shisha Chadosh explains, Shekitshu Bezachor Shal Pi'edim, and so on and so forth. And it sent out the Shluchim, good. So the Gemara asks in 15, Rosh Hashanah Chesem, Al of the very bottom, on the base, V'lifku Nami Atamuz Teves. Why don't they go out, because with the month of Tammuz, because you got to know when Shavuos of Tammuz is, and the month of Teves, you got to know. Now, they don't ask about Tzom Gedalia, because once you know Rosh Hashanah, it's the third day. So that, but, why only? Oh, that's the Gemara's kasha. What about Shavuos of Thomas? What about Asar B'Teves? The Gemara answers top of the next page, and that also happens at the top of the next page in the Gemara. Okay, it's Yurches Beis. The Gemara says, "Domar Chinah Baruchana B'Bizam Rishimun Chasida." My Dikziv Al Pasuk over there in Zechariah. Kol Mashan Tzokos Tzom Ariv Tzom Achash Tzom Shiv Tzom Asir Rabbi Shiva Sosul Simcha. The Gemara is puzzled. What do you mean? What was Zechariah saying? On the one hand, he refers these days as Tzom. Tzom Haravi, Tzom, it means Kolu Tzom, it's a fast day, and yet Bekolu Sosim and Simcha, and it also calls it days of Sosim and Simcha. Well, those two things don't go together. So which is it? So he says, one second. So Bizman Sheshom Yulu Sosim Simcha Ain Shom Tzom. And our Papa clarifies, our person, I'm our Papa, Achi, come on. It depends. That was the Chayyar's answer. Depends what else is going on. Okay? It depends what the state of the Jewish community is. What do you mean? He says, "Bizman she shalom." Rapapa says, "Yule sasol simcha." If it's a time of peace, tranquility, then taka, there's no need to fast. These are great days of simcha. Yesh shmad. If it's a time of shmad, persecution of Jews, okay, then we have to fast. That's all, right? Even though maybe the Beis Hamikdash is built, but still, right? We'll see about that in a second. And then what's key for us tonight? Ein shmad ve'ein shalom. Well, it's neither. It's, you know, ain't shmad. There's no persecution. It's not exactly peaceful either. Okay, not everything is good. You know, okay. Rashi says, look in 16, she'eh shalom, she'ein yaha goyim takif al Yisrael. The goyim are not oppressing us too much. Okay, so then, the sasun simcha, right? The sasun simcha doesn't mean they're yomte, it's not yomte, but it means le'osim tespit of a tithe. It's fine, we don't have mourning and the eulogies, okay. But if there's a time of xerat hamalchus or shmad, then you have to fast. But if it's neither, the Gemara says, Rotsu misanin, Rotsu ain misanin. That is up to the people, see what that means. But it's up to you, you can fast or not fast. It's optional. In other words, it's not mandatory. That was the Zechariah's answer. Okay? Which it depends what's going on. If it's a time of peace, tranquility, based on the built, beautiful, no need to fast. The time of the other extreme of persecution, shmad, you have to fast. If not, Rotsu misanin, Rotsu ain misanin. So, therefore, as Rashi says in 16, Ratzah in Mithanin, that's exactly why, says Rashi, that what? They didn't have to send out Shluchim for Tammuz. That was the answer to our kasha. Why don't we send out Shluchim and Tammuz and Tes? Because it's optional anyways. That's the point. Optional anyhow. Okay? That's his point. You know, the Rashi says, right? Since the fast is not mandatory, lo matrichin Shluchim alayim. Okay? So ask the Gemara, so one second. So what about Tisha B'Av? It's the same thing. Okay, says the Gemara, Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. Yeah. Tisha B'Av also. I mean, after all, let's pay attention. The Pasuk didn't make any chiluk between them. The Pasuk lumped them all together. So therefore, it says the same thing. Rotsu Mitzana, Rotsu Mitzana. So it shouldn't have gone out and shluchim for Av either. Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, Shiny Tisha B'Av, Hova, Huch, Pulu, Bo, Tzoros. Tisha B'Av's different because there were many Tzoros on this day. Amar Mar, he quotes that permission mentioned before, earlier in Tainus. Amar Mar, but Tisha B'Av Charva Bayis Rosh Hashanah, Nukud Beit Hashanah, he leaves out the Meraglim. But we have all these troubles on Tisha B'Av. Okay? Now, as a side point, Tosus asked for one second. Tosus was there in Yudchas and Beis, didn't watch the whole at 17. Tosus asked for one second. The same mission happens to mention Shavuos, but Tammuz also had many tzaras. They broke the Lukas, and Moshe broke the Lukas. And so he asked the Kasha, Tosus asked, was Shavuos, but Tammuz also Irv Chamisha Dvarim? He answers, no, but First of all, Churban Beis Hamikdash takifa tuva. It's still not comparable to the actual destruction of Beis Hamikdash. And number two, it's the same tzorah. It's identical tzorah more than once. Okay. So that's the Gemara. Now, the question is that we have to analyze it tonight. What exactly does the Gemara mean when Papa says shiny Tisha B'Av? So our question is, I asked the title of the shiur, is Tisha B'Av a biblical or rabbinic fast day? Now, by biblical, I want to clarify, it doesn't mean Torah. It's not from the Torah, that obviously didn't happen yet. But biblical means from Tanakh. You know, is it a biblical from Navi? Or is it the Rabbana? It's called Divrei Kabbalah. When Chazal speaks of Divrei Kabbalah, it's not talking about Kabbalistic mysticism. It's talking about our tradition from the Nevi'im. So is Tisha B'Av a din Divrei Kabbalah, or is it a din Divrei Rabbana? That's the question.
I thought Divrei Kabbalah means the Rabbanan who were
Nevi'im,
as opposed to...
Okay, so I don't know if that whole... It's a higher level. Divrei Kabbalah with Torah Damin. Okay, it's a different... The point is, it's not just... In between Darais and Rabbanan. It's a higher level. Could be Mikra Megillah, maybe it's like that, because after all, it's in Tanakh. It's got a capital. It's in Tanakh. You know, it's not in the Torah, but it's in the Tanakh. Okay, anyway, the question is, now here's what to analyze, okay, and we'll go through in a second. When her Papa said shiny Tisha B'Av, so what did he mean? Did he mean Tisha B'Av is different and therefore not subject to the Ratzu Mis'anan, Ratzu Ein Mis'anan, the whole previous couple of lines? That didn't apply to Tisha B'Av, meaning Tisha B'Av remains in its original status as something from Navi. In other words, the whole kasha that applied to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was different. It was Tisha B'Av really, Tisha B'Av was not nitfas in the whole discussion. And therefore, the Gemara's conclusion that Ratzim is on and Ratzim Amos, that depends what's going on, that doesn't have to do with Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av remains B'chol Tokfo, because the Hukbal of the Torah was never subject to that issue of Ratzim is on and Ratzim Amos. Is that what Rav Papa meant? Or did Rav Papa mean, no, really, Tisha B'Av is. The Nevi'im status, whatever the early status of Tisha B'Av was removed also, but because Hukbal HaTorah means the Rabbanan, they made it. It's all Ratzim. We're Misatan. They announced it's not subject to Ratzim Misatan. Ratzim Misatan on the Rabbanan level. It's what the Republic is not clear from the Gemara. Or did the Republic say Tisha B'Av was never subject to the chiluk of Ratzim Misatan, Rates Ratzim Misatan, and therefore remains a fast Midirah Nevi'im? Or no, Tisha B'Av is also subject to it. After all, Pasuk doesn't really make a distinction. But when Rav Papa says Tisha B'Av is different, it's because the Rabbanan made it different. Okay? It was also subject, really, to Ratzim Mitzana, Ratzim Mitzana, but because Hukbal HaTorah, you know, so therefore it became a Takana Rabbanan. That's the question. Before looking into that, though, just a couple of things that somebody asked. What was the Gemara Mesupak? The Pasuk, the Gemara said, I don't understand your answer. What do you mean? It says, it's called a psalm, and it's called Tzosos. It says, yeah, what's the problem? So the Ritva, and the Chidushin, Ritva Rosh Hashanah, not Daf Rosh Hashanah, Yechetah Day, it's the last little parkinah, okay, you see it there, okay? He first mentions that all the Tzomos, the Iker Gzeiros and Hayal Churban Arishon, okay? The Iker was the first, was Beis HaMikdash Arishon. But he's saying, the Pasuk should have said, not Tzom HaRavi Tzom HaMishon, but like it does, if you look back in Perek Zayin Pasuk Hei 8, it says Kitzam Tem. It talks about it in past tense. Okay, you look at the bottom of page 1. Okay, the bottom of the first page says Kitzam Tem. Emo Kalam Oris or Lakonu Loma Kitzam Tem. Okay, that was told about the past. So therefore, if he was saying that it's no longer a fast, he should have referred to it as that which you fasted is now his son of Simcha. He doesn't. He calls it a psalm. That's what it means. Mashma, he can be called walking the call and nami la'achabinyan psalm, the loksiv asher tzamtem kidiksiv b'korachwina. So therefore, mashma shalom is batlu legamre, lo neko legamre gzeru shonam. Afop is yuroi shetaka kevin shal ba'ezishon nizor in nivne, even though the base has been rebuilt. But obviously, there's some remnant still, and he says perhaps because they knew that the second basement was going to be destroyed, and it wasn't as great as the first one, so therefore it wasn't totally done. So then you have the issue of Zman Sheyesh Shalom. How does he define Shalom? Sheyisrael Shuya Admosim Ubeis Hamikdash Kayim. We're in peace, and there's a Beis Hamikdash. That's what we're talking. And Ein Shalom is Beis Hamikdash Chor V'yeh Shmar Yisrael Dika Tartel Reyuso. Two bad things. That's a Tzom Gomor. Mikzeres Nevi'im Rishonim. Saying so about the other fast, the aim shalom, but gam ain't shemad. Then yeah, dover tov ratzu yisrael means ratzu bezdin. It's not up to every person to decide himself. Bezdin. What he's saying is actually the Ritva, he's saying that if it's a time of Shema, there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the original Nevi'im is in effect. Migzeres Nevi'im already shown him. Right? Then no Ratzum. Ratzum is on, and Ratzum ain't is on is if it's a, you know, the not, things aren't so bad. Not great, but not so bad. Okay, that's the Ritva. He also says Ratzum Bezim. But that's how he explains the passage. He should have said Asher Tzom Tem, not Tzom. The Beis Yosef, and Rechaim Sim Tav Kuf Nun, number 19, says similar. What if he could make my kashle correlate some because sason? It says a sinin liyo sason. Our question, right? I mean, everyone noticed that same problem. Yeshama shemikra zehu tshuva lemasha shalom ole bayasheni. This, as we said, was the answer that was given, and the answer was that he doesn't say hachigam a kol atzmalo you sason lo satzumahem. Okay, because Broga doesn't want that. Since it says came on the cross, if he was coming to say don't fast, it would have said instead of Toma Chamishi, says the Beis Yosef, it should have said Yemei Chodesh Haravi Vachamishi and so on and so forth. You shouldn't use the word Tzom. Okay, that's what he says. The Taz in the same Siman Tafkuf Nun in the Hakdama says also that it's rather the same Kasha. It says here. She said, no, it would have said Yahafoch. Okay, the different, you know, you can look it up, different interpretations of Maharshah. The next page in the Chiddush HaGadol and Rosh Hashanah, all say the same kasha about yeah. All right, they will answer more or less the same that it's a tome. Okay? Now, as a side point, we already saw in the Ritva, Ritva said that it's not, when Ratzu Misana is not up to every individual aside, but it's Bezdin. It's Bezdin. Okay, it's interesting. The Parish HaMishnah of the Rambam on that Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Parakala Mishnah, Gimel 22. He says, the end of the first line. It says, "V'bayasheni lo hayu misanim." Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the Marshal at the end of 21. The Marshal Hachi Kamar. The first one's correlates to this is Hachi Kamar. He says, "V'bava meizachaya." Okay, it was a tzom because there was trouble in that time. It was Haman and Hanani Shalom and Zaya and Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, but we don't know exactly when it changed.
Later, after the Purim Dome, after they restored after the 18 years.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. Anyway, let me look at the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. He says, but by Yesheni, he says, lo hayu misana, lo asir b'tevis, lo b'shoros b'tamas, ela harotzi yisana shalo yisana. He seems to imply a person. That's what he implies. The person decided, I don't want to fast. And therefore, that's why the Sukkim didn't go out, because not everybody fasted, right? Ke'ilu, no sons of Yodam. Right? The other people, you don't have to send out Sukkim. Not everyone's fasting anyway. They'll figure out themselves. Right, they'll figure out themselves. Okay? However, he says, Somar V'ar, he tells what everything is. At the end, he says, but, v'hayu misanam b'tishvav. Af al pi shehu mosel utzonam v'shehuch pelut botzaris kol shel bavetanios. In other words, the Rambam seems to lean in favor of saying Tishba was also included in Ratzu, right? And there was this Ratzu, but still, the Rabbanon they made a fast because of Hupalos. You see, he says how misanin Tishba, af al pi shehu mosel utzonam, it was left up to them. Sounds like he's saying that's Darbanan. It does not remain direct Kabbalah, right? It's also subjected to Rot. So we had two ways to look at Rafapa, right? So the Rambam sort of seems to be leaning in that direction. The Ran on the Rif in Rosh Hashanah, Donald Bezim over to Hamad Aleph, 23. The Ran also says, Hacha the Hani Shar Tzomos says differently. Look what he says. Look at his language. Darminan. Hacha the Hani Shart almost bar me Tisha B'av beRotzu Talya. He says no. The other fast days aside from Tisha B'av depend on Rotzu. Okay, and he says when the Gemara asks why don't these Shluchim go after Tammuz and Tevis, Mashma Shehugu Atlis Anos Bahem. I feel Hachi Maskin. Even though people did, but it was only up to Rotzu. But the Ran says, seems to me the Ran says seems a little different than the Rambam. Because the Ran says again, shards, honey shards, almost bar means exclusive of Tisha B'av, depends upon Ratzu. Okay, now he does add, but it also sounds like the Ran says up to each individual. But he quotes the Ramban in the Torah of Adam.
Can a person fast
take on a fast anytime they want, except like Shabbos anyway.
Yeah, they've been metabol from before. That's not this. That's not this.
You can't deny a fast.
A person can fast, he has metabol from before. The reason.
It doesn't make it.
It's not going to make it.
Three people fast,
correct.
So, Rosh at least 10.
Make a tzibur, yeah. Now, look at the Ramban. Yeah.
You need bro?
I don't. Yeah.
It's Rav Hukul of Soros.
Yeah.
That's only after the fact of Bayashini.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That is an interesting question. The question is, did the Meraglim thing count or not? It's an interesting question. According to the second Teretz of Tosus, that it was the same as in the twice. You're right, it wouldn't take effect. And that may be why the Marshals in Zechariah's time, they thought it did fast.
Right.
I don't know, there'll be a question. I'm not sure. Yeah. And
Nechashah
here.
Right,
after Bayashini.
And Bayashini, if you're talking about...
Enechanami is a good point. That's a good point. Okay, now... But looking back, so the Ram quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is a sefer called Torah's Adam. Torah's Adam, a lot of the basic dinim of Avelus, and a personal Avelus, for example, so he dies, Shiva and Shloshim, all there. And at the end, he also talks about what's called Avelus Yishana, the ancient Avelus, which is Tishra. Look what it says in 24. Inyan Avelus Yishana, v'hi Tishra. Right? That's the Torah of Tishra. There's a lot of dinim there. Os Kofalav and some of the distance. So he uses a visitor. You look at the... Ramban in the third line, he says, Rotsu Rov Tzibur. The Rotsu depends on the Rov Tzibur. That's what he says. Okay? But anyway, but he does say, as the Ran quotes him in the end of 23, the Achshav Kvar Rotsu V'Nogul Itzanus V'Nogul Kibbul. Nowadays, by the time of the Rishonim, so nowadays, there's no, it's not up to any Bezin. Now already, Lefichach Osul Yochid Lifrutz Geder. You can't decide, I'm not doing it, right? It's now already been established for all the fast days, not up to Rutzel at all. It's rooted in Rutzel. It did, right, it didn't. He says, just Achshav. Now I don't know what Achshav, as of when. I don't know, it's an interesting question. But that's what Ramban says. Okay? That's true. Okay, now, yeah, that's how Rosh Bo says over there in Rosh Hashanah Yuches Mamei Zos 25. Ein Shema Mishom Mishu Yisrael Be'eretz Oyeid El She'ein Shmad. This is us. The Jews are in an enemy land, right, or a non-friendly land, whatever. But there's no persecution and so on. So that's left up to Ratzu. The Rosh also writes Perak Aleph Sin Vav Al Yochid Ein Lifrosh Min HaTzibur. Right, the same idea. So now it's become accepted, of course, that we fast. Okay. And by the way, it's, as far as when, so it's not clear. The Ritva back in Rosh Hashanah Yuches Mamei Zos 27. He says, "V'anochon devadai b'mechachme haTalmud kvar ha'nogim b'Talmud v'Davis." The Ritva says, "I don't know how he knows and what else." But by the time of the Gemara, it was already accepted. Ukvar kiblo evarotzubam kol Yisrael. He said, "Well, the Mishnah apparently it wasn't so clear. The Mishnah didn't send out the Shulchan." So you're asking when it was. Somehow in the early Amoraic period or whatever. That's what it looks like from the. From the Chachmei Talmud. And that's how the Ritva says. It's historically, I'm not sure what his rayas are, but that's a tradition. It somehow it was in Talmudic times that it changed. Okay? Now, again, but our question is, we're going to see different answers. What is the status of Tisha B'Av? Is it in the Divrei Nevi'im, or is it the Rabbanan? So we already saw a practical dispute. The Rabbeinu Chananel, on that Daf in Rosh Hashanah, Chesed Mem Beis 28, right? And so on. Look at the last line. He says, "Kibluah because of all the tzaras of Tishrei, kibluah leim Tishrei tzom laolam begalus afal pi she'ein sham sakana b'zmanazeh lefichach yotzim ba'av." In other words, he also seems to imply that even though there's no sakana and there's not, sounds like Tishrei also is ratzu. Otherwise, why would you say because no sakana? Was like I doing anything? That was only a Ratzu issue, whether it's a Sakon or not, whether it's a Shmat or not. So the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to lean in favor of that it was you know, basically that Tisha B'Av was included in the Ratzu. And it's not about the Rabbanon made a decree. That's how Rashi seems to say also. There's an interesting mission in Rosh Hashanah, in Megillah, Hey Amad Aleph, verse 29. The Mishnah says, you know, certain days and land on Shabbos, like the Nogay this year, right? When it lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. Okay? And other times we do it earlier. Let's say, I mean, we're going to do now, but Tanis Esther lands on Shabbos, it's Thursday, right? Tanis Esther falls on Shabbos, we push Tanis Esther backwards to Thursday.
Pesach,
right? Huh? Tanis Bechorim and Pesach, right? If Erev Pesach and Shabbos, we finished before, right? So the Mishnah says certain things we do after. One of them is, Zman HaTekonim, that was a carbon of the people donated wood to Beis Hamikdash, that's not our problem. Now, but Tisha B'Av, Me'achrin V'lo Magdimin. Tisha B'Av we make later, not earlier. Okay, and Rashi then Megillah says, "Hey, when I'll do my talazman, I take on the second part of Rashi." B'chein Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos, who are din l'shivos b'Tamuz. Also, to land on Shabbos, which it did a few weeks ago. Or Asar B'Tevis, which happened to be, according to our calendar, never happened. Okay? Or Tzom G'day about it sometimes on Shabbos also. Right? If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday. Okay? All these things we push up. Alright, so why did the Mishnah only mention Tisha B'Av? Why didn't the Mishnah mention the others? So Rashi there, Megillah, Hamad Aleph says, Mishum Duhuk B'Lo Atzaris, the Hakol Mis'anim Bo. Aval Shar Tzomos, Rotsu Mitzana, Rotsu Eng Mitzana. Rashi seems to be saying that Tisha B'Av was not part of Rotsu. You know what I'm saying? Rashi said, Tisha B'Av was Hukbalu Atzaris, everyone fast, okay? It's not depending on Rotsu. I don't know. You don't have, it's not ironclad. Could be meant Dabbanan. Could be meant Dabbanan. I agree. Okay, but the Aruch Lamer, there in Rosh Hashanah, Chesma Beis of Ettlinger, on that Gemara, Gemara Amar Papa, Shani Tishra, Yeshli Stapik, he asked our Kasha, or yes, his Kasha, whatever. Okay, Yeshli Stapik, right? Im Kavanas of Papa came and Shukla Tosh Tishra, lo toli beratzim insana, el Yeshchi v'lasa lisanos midirei Kabbalah, that was the first side of the Chakira, o Shekh Kavanas of the Afal Gav de Tolo, I don't know, Afal Gav, so my penny's going to repent. Afal Gav, the Tolo beratzim insana, he knew it. And he says, and this is the Aruch HaNer in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Mem Beis. And he says, Midibei Rashi Megillah, Shekosa, etc., etc., Mashma Mizeh Dahach Derotzu Ein Nisan Al Tishbav Lo Nemar. So he learns it, I mean, I said it that way, that's what I saw in the Aruch HaNer. I hear your point, he could have meant Rabbanim, but the Aruch HaNer seems to, Aruch HaNer in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, learns that the Rashi Megillah Daf Hei is weighing in on the side that Rotzu is not an issue on Tishbav. Okay? And he quotes the Ritva, Kaisma Ritva, Shekhazma Perish, came to the Kabbalah, Ratsum Isana Gamal Tishbav, and he's on the other side. So it's the Machokas. The Machokas, there's the Ritva. Okay, 32, the Ritva says, and the same Ritva, I'll show you the Chesma, it's a long Ritva, the Masa Rakinim, Ulacha Machina, Hacha Yacha Vidinunami, Klomar, Sheafu Tali Beratsum. There it is, the Ritva says it in the Perish. That's also Tali in Ratsum. And that's why the Gemara is, why is it different? Okay? And we answer, so, Shiny Tidra Hova Hubalo Tars Olam Herzikubolio Som Kigzeris Nivim. It's like Kigzer. There are bonon, make it like Kigzeris Nivim. So again, you have different opinions. What does the Rambam hold? So you can be Medaik and a Rambam based on one word, one letter. I mentioned a few weeks ago, one letter. Yeah, that book. Look what the Rambam writes. 33. Hilchos Tainis Perakei Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes. Arba Simeyat Somos Eilu. These four fast days are Mefurashin B'Kabbalah. Notice he uses the word Kabbalah, right? From Novi. Some are the pasuk and zchar ches yutes. Good, spells them all out what they are. Now look at halacha hey. V'nagu kol yisrael bizmanam elis anos. Here's a punctuation question, and he mentions v'nagu kol yisrael anos b'shloshoso be'adar. He's adding to the four that we just mentioned in halacha dala. There's another fast day that we have during our Jewish calendar year on the 13th of Adar. We call it Tainus Esther. By zecher the Tainus is anu b'mehaman. Right? We call it Tainus Esther. The reason it's not lumped to the others is because for totally different reasons. Nothing to do with Chorban. Right? It has nothing to do with destruction. I mean, it's totally different. But okay, it's a fast day. Good. Yes, the average kid, a non-Kalium kid, how many fasts do we have? We figure out. There are five. Right? That will be fast. So good. Now, the question, how do you read this Rambam? The opening statement of the Rambam, does it say, V'nagu koysov v'zmanam elisanos, comma, meaning he's referring back to what the four that were mentioned in the previous halacha. And he's saying the minig is to fast on these days. And not only that, there should be a vavir, ubishlosha, and also on the 13th of Adar, because in which case you can be daik, the Rambam is lumping all these fasts, they're all in the category of minig, they're all rotsu, they're all minig. Or do you read the Rambam the way it's printed here, that halacha has nothing to do with halacha dalet. V'nagu koysov v'zmanam elis anos v'shlosh shosav adar. It's one long sentence. He's not, the first phrase, v'nagu koysov v'zmanam elis anos, is not referring back to these zmanim elu. Zmanim elu means nowadays. Nowadays, we fast on the 13th of Adar. Does v'zmanam elu, it means nowadays, or does v'zmanam elu means on these days just mentioned the previous halacha? That's the two different ways of reading that Rambam, just a vav and a comma. Okay? The Magid Mishnah learns, you just take a look, v'nagu koysov, etc. Look at the last line in the Magen Mishnah there, in Perek Elochei. He says, Ubershosha. He says there is a vav. Okay? Meaning that the opening phrase, v'nagu, is referring back to the previous. And look what he says, therefore, v'nagu koysov, tola rabbeinu inyanan b'minig. It's all based on a minig. Why? because of the Gemara that says Ratzu Mitzana, Ratzu Ein Mitzana. And guess what? Tisha B'Av is included with them. So you could be Medayik. The Rambam is weighing in that Tisha B'Av is also Ratzu Mitzana, Ratzu Ein Mitzana. And the fact that we do it, okay, Nagua Kola, it's because of the whole B'Chmul Tzara, Chutz, you know. Now, on the other hand, you could read it that Ratzu Ein Mitzana, Chutz Mitzana, Tisha B'Av, that the Tisha B'Av is excluded, you know, from the direct Kabbalah, but it doesn't look like that. It's just, you know, it looks like he lumps them together. So it's possible to Daik that way from the Rambam. Now let's look at another interesting Gemara, that same Daphne Megillah, Ham and Aleph going over to Ham and Beis. Amar Leza Amar Chanina talks about Rebbe, Rira Nasi. So to mention a few things that Rebbe did that the other Chacham disagreed with. Okay, Paskin one way, they Paskin another way. Rebbe is Ham and Aleph Megillah going over to Ham and Beis. Rebbe not the Nativa Purim, he planted, worked the field on Purim. Okay, not my problem now. Berachas Bekona, Bezishin, Tvar Shavas of Tammuz. Whatever, did Tammuz Shavas of Tammuz, also not a problem. Ubikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to undo, get rid of Tisha B'Av. Okay, a lot of people probably want to do it too. But he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, right? Velo Hodo, sorry, our tough luck, the Lachavim didn't agree. I'm going to phone the Rebbe, Lo Kachay, I might want to get rid of Tisha B'Av altogether. I can do that. Okay. What it meant was Ella Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Hava. It was Tisha B'Av that year was Shabbos, and V'dachinu L'achar Shabbos. They pushed it off to after Shabbos. The Amar Rebbe Ho V'Nidche Yidocha. Rebbe said, "Well, we can't fast because of Shabbos. Game over. We're not to fast this year. Okay, we take that too. You know, but if he wanted to say when Tisha B'Av, if it's on Tisha B'Av, it's a Tuesday, you have to fast. When it's on Shabbos, you can't fast. Okay, end. It's not Tisha B'Av anymore.
Well,
he altogether done. Goodbye. That year, not to fast. So where's the thing? Not to fast. Why you can't fast on Shabbos? It's over. But below hold the chacham, but I'll come out. I voted him. He didn't want as Rashi is little kachay, low bikesh lakol agami. Don't give it to him. So Tosus asks, there Megillah him and all do maso bikesh. Still, okay. How could you have a havamina that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av altogether? Isn't there a rule that a later bezdin can't undo an earlier bezdin? And also, it said the Gemara says he quotes Kol Och B'Shos B'Tishba Einar Rabbeinu Chomash Yerushalayim. So don't eat on Tisha B'Av unless you're sick, or you'll never see the rebuild, you know, the comfort of Yerushalayim. How could he do that? The Yesh Lomar, so Tosa says totally differently. Tosa says he didn't want to even uproot anything. All he wanted to do was take away the extra stringencies that Tisha B'Av has above the other fast days, and not bathing, and not marilation, not leather footwear, not those that he wanted to undo. Okay? Okay, that's one answer he gives. Okay? And the other answer, you're not right. Inami Yesh Lomar, the Ratzul Akum Yeshua, he wanted to make the whole fast on the 10th day. Because I've news to you, most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th day. Okay? So why do we fast on the 9th day? Because that was the beginning. Some Rabbi Yechon and others wanted to say, well, me, I would have made it on the 10th day. And by the way, that's why in a regular year, we continue to observe the Minhagim of the 9 days until noontime on the 10th. This year it's not relevant because Tisha B'Av is observed on the 10th. So you don't have to, you know, you can bathe and take a haircut and we'll do laundry, whatever's right away Sunday night this year. The only thing, you don't eat meat and wine. That we still don't do. Because of the daytime fast. But other than that, all the 9 days restrictions this year are lifted right after the fast. Anyway, that's Tosas. So, that's Tosas. The Rashba finds Tosas difficult. The Rashba Megillah Ham Beis Masechut Bikesh, okay, finds Tosas difficult. He hits the Kasha Tosas, gives it to Ritzim, but he says on the third line, I don't understand the whole thing. Okay? But even so, he says, isn't a problem undoing the... So he says, no, you're not undoing a previous Bezin. Because let's remember, says the Rashba, the rule was Ratzul Misana, Ratzul Lo Misana. There's no what proof is bezin. He writes, it was open. Takana Rishona B'Tnai Haisa, he writes. Right? It was conditional. Okay, he quotes that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ratzul Misana, and look what he writes to the end of the fifth line. Bafilo Tisha B'Av. Okay? Even Tisha B'Av is included in that Ratzu, not Ratzu. Dakul, Ksiv Simcha, again, the Pasuk doesn't distinguish. So it's the same thing. V'hard, the Machmonim, but Tisha B'Av, Hanhagas Hadoros Haisa. I mean, it's Drabbanan to make Tisha B'Av. So it was, and behold, so severe, Rebbe felt, it was not, maybe it wasn't accepted, and so on. Hol, Kibbalam, Chuma, Tisha B'Av, V'lochum, Tzorzal, Chashal, Tishukum, Aleim. Okay? Whatever. So the Rashba, again, was also weighing in on the side that Tisha B'Av was like all the others. It's only, you know, it was subject to Ratzu. The Tash Beitz in Tshuva, Chelek Beis in Reish Ayin Aleph, okay? He says, he's wondering in general why there's no difference in Tisha B'Av and the Pasuk, okay? But at the end, he writes, B'Tisha B'Av, Shehupal Otsaris, Ratzu V'Kibbalim Oso, Tzom V'Chum Roso, Haru Tzom, Hecha Delek HaShmah, Mikoch Kabbalosan B'Vad. He says, Tisha B'Av also, it's what they accepted. It's the same idea, okay? But now we'll turn to an interesting Gemara in Pesachim, okay? Which we'll get a couple things out of to finish up. The Mishnah says, yeah.
Did anything happen to the idea of the first idea from Rebbe when he said, well, if it's on Shabbos, you can't do it, so
yeah,
why do we have to make it up?
He was our voter.
He just did
it. Well, hold on, Chomet. He said, not true. I got it for sure.
Would this far be that you have to have the experience of what's on the wrong
side? Okay. So the famous Mishnah, Pesach, Nundalabay, the old parak has his nickname, Mokom Shinagu. You know, a bunch of Mishnayos are talking about different communities, different customs. So the mission here is talking about melacha on Tishwa. Makom shenagu lasu melacha b'tishwa osin. Makom shenagu shelo lasu ain osin. Depends on you go to work and doing work on Tishwa. It depends on the community's minute. Okay. V'chol makom tamei chachamim b'teilim from work. Tamei chachamim shouldn't go to work. And Moshe Rabbeinu says la'olam yasa adam atzma tamei chacham. Everyone should be a tamei chacham. And he's against going to work on Tishwa. Okay. And b'teilim means melacha, as Rashi points out. So there's a Pnei Yoshua on that Sukkim Psachim, Nun Dalar Beis. Okay? The Pnei Yoshua says, well, what's it talking about? Mimic. What do you mean? Mokum Shinagu? Isn't it Din Avelus? It's direct to another one. Rachman Atzan, somebody says Shiva doesn't go to work. So why, why distinguishing Tamil Chacham and other people and so on and so forth? Okay, so he also says, on the sixth line, Daniel and his deity is there, Danim Shum, the guy quotes to get back to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that everything, he says everything was subject to Ratzu, including Tisha B'Av. Here's the line: In Cain Lefize Iker Milsa the Tisha B'Av Bizman Hazeh Bein Linyan Avelus Bein Yonatan Tanis Lo Mitzur Mikroy Dibe Kabbalah Ela Midrabbanan. But the Shmuel says openly that Tisha B'Av nowadays it's complete Rabbanan. It's none to Dibe Kabbalah. Okay, and therefore the melacha wasn't part of it. You know, melacha is different, and therefore you can make a distinction and so on. Okay, because Zechariah said that was a takana of the Navi Zechariah. He says if it's a time when there's neither Shema nor Shalom, it's up to you. That doesn't apply. That's
now,
right.
Only
right. Now the Minchas Chinuch also. Minchas Chinuch has an interesting question. It's a Shin Aleph Ozvav. It's an interesting question. He's talking about the fact that outside of Eretz Yisrael, we always have an extra day, right? Extra day. Pesach, extra day. Shul day. Oh, huh?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. So first he talks about Hanukkah. Why is there no ninth day of Hanukkah? That's one thing he asks. And he says, guess what? And he says, the fact that it's Rabbanon, but still, when they were really in doubt, he says, they did 9 days of Hanukkah. Now, I'm not sure how you lit. You didn't light 9 candles. That's, you know, so they lit 8 the second 2 nights. I'm not sure. Or well, 1-1. And then, I don't know. It's a question. I mean, Rav Zevin talks about it. I'm not making it up. And the Chizkin talks about it. He said, look on the second line. Because, again, you have 9 days you're working with. Either 1 or 9 is Hanukkah. Right? You're not sure whether it's the first 8 or the second 8 because they don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. But if they were in doubt, they had to, even some of the bottom, you had to do something. Okay, anyway, that's what he talks about. And he says, because, and it's an important point, I'm reading the second of Amakula, Sam of Dal Rashi, second of Amakula, in Cain, you're going to have to make on both sides. They only end up doing 7. And now you're definitely wrong, because it's definitely not 7 days of Hanukkah. Okay, so there, and you can't arbitrarily decide, well, I'll do it first. Or if there's a suffix, there's a suffix. And then he talks also about Purim, and now he speaks of the fast days. He said, what about the fast days? So he says, maybe we should have to keep next to their fast. So he said, uh-oh. So he says, no, because the Minchas Chana said, no, because it's only the Rabbanan, okay? And even Tisha B'Av is no longer Medivei Kabbalah when there's no Shmad, right, like nowadays. And therefore, it's just the Rabbanan, and therefore they didn't impose an extra day. That's what he says. Okay. All right. But anyway, I'm just bringing out he says in the Rabbanan. Yeah, Kippur is a problem. You know?
Yeah.
So that they say is because it's just impossible to have such a 24-hour affair. It's physically.
But shouldn't we apply the same reason?
Kippur
is the right.
Yes, they have it right. Kippur is the right. Shouldn't we have to fast 2 days in Kippur? You're saying, shouldn't we fast 2 days in Kippur? So they ask that question. They say, first of all, people can't do it. They have, as Gemara explained, they always knew Elul was always, traditionally, Elul was always 29 days. They knew overwhelming odds were it's Satsumi Ramadan.
I'm just saying if the reason that people don't do it, the same reason she got
right here. Yeah, I hear. Okay. I mentioned also the Gura Sari that the Shagasai and Tanis Yud Beis Manal, Divan Samar Belezer, also writes in the third line, Yesh Lomar, this is the animal of the Rabbanon, Avalomina Mikro. All the Zachonim are saying the same thing. Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon that we keep at Mihuch Malu Tzoros and not Midibre Kabbalah. Okay? However, I do want to mention there are some Rishonim, Sefer Eshkol, Hichus Tisha B'Av, in this edition it's Reish Tesla, but 45. Okay? He says, Mikan, the end of the second line, Shetisha B'Av Bilvad Hu De'isa Chova, the Os on Acherim Ratzu Misana Ratzu Ein Misana. The Eshkol seems to be saying no. The Eshkol seems to be saying that Tisha B'Av remains on a higher plateau, remains obligatory, okay, and it's not up to Ratzu. So that's perhaps what he's saying. Okay, the Ramban in the Torah of Adam also writes that the Mistaba the Kula about some of Tainas Tivim and Nuvim Gozu and so on and so on. Okay, and he said the others are subject to Ratzu. It says towards the next page. He also seems to say only the rest were up to Ratzu. So it could be, it seems to me that we have here Machlokas Rishonim. I just want to move to finish with an interesting point. You know, there's a din. The tour, by the way, the tour quotes about a chola. What if somebody's sick? Okay, or a baby in Sunday now. So on Tisha B'Av, you don't need to start calculating like on Yom Kippur, you know, 1 ounce every 8 minutes. Well, that doesn't, you don't need. Every 9 minutes, whatever the shear is. Okay? And he writes at the end of the tour, writes in Tavkuf from the Dal 47, the B'makom Chola Lo Gozer Rabbanon. It's on Tisha B'Av. So it sounds like Lo Gozer Rabbanon. If it would be a Dibre Kabbalah, you could say Dibre Kabbalah could Dibre Torah Danin. Okay, in fact, the Bach over there in Tavkuf from the Dal says, you see from there, okay, the Tisha B'Av Lizmanenu, look at the three lines at the bottom. Tisha B'Av Lizmanenu, the Ein Shmad Ve'Ein Shalom, Nami Gzer Darbonani. It's also Darbonan. And therefore, and Eino Medive Kabbalah Sukhidive Torah. Okay? And therefore, I quote him in a Tom who said it about a Yoledis on some Gedai, but who are then with Tisha B'Av? And that's how Shohar Paskins also on Tavkuf Nundala. He says in Sif Hey, the Ubro pregnant women and nursing women should try to fast. But a sivav chaya called shloshim yom. A woman just had a baby within the last 30 days. Or v'chein chola, someone who's sick, shein tzarach lecho, and so on. You don't have to start investigating and calculating and so on. But rather, mokum chola goes rabbanon. That's how he treats the pasuk as well.
They didn't fast okay. At all.
That's what he says, right? They don't have to fast because what goes rabbanon? They're sick, right? But that's only because that sounds like it's a rabbanon. Now it's interesting. The Bach quoted this Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the Hagos Maimonides. Hilchos Tainis Parakei Alachem Beis. Rabbeinu Tam hit Os Allah. Look at 50. Rabbeinu Tam hit Der Lisha Yoledes Lecho B'Tzom Gedalia. The woman just had a baby. Absolutely allowed. It was the eighth day, whatever it was. And even though on Shabbos and so on, and Tzom Gedalia Divrei Kabbalah over Divrei Kabbalah Divrei Torah, isn't Tzom Gedalia Novi? It's like Divrei Torah. Afilu Hachim Mutter. Why? Because of Ratzum and Sana, Ratzum and Sana. Therefore, it's lower. It's not. It's only a custom, so therefore, we don't have to be so strict. And that's how the Mordechai and Mordechai in the Hagos, Mordechai and Rem is tough, Kuf Lamadab, says the same thing. The same Shuvah and the Tam about Tzom Gedalia. Comes along the Taz, and Sim Tov Kuf from the Dal 52, says, yeah, Tzom Gedalia, that's true. But not on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is not the Rabbanan. He learns that, look what he says. He says, Mashma, the Betisha, the third line, the Betisha was Sura Lecho, Shaloka the Rabban, the Ha Betisha of Lo Talia Beratzu. The Taz is following the Shons in 1 second. Rabbeinu Tam was Matir for this Chola, or the woman of the baby, Tzom Gedalia. Yeah, because Tzom Gedalia was up to Ratzu, and not Ratzu, so it's more lenient. Like us, Mani just quoted Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, well, he didn't say it, did he?
Yeah.
Just a moment. That's Ubers and Nicholas who are not within 30 days, though. I think so. I think so. Yeah. Well, he doesn't say.
Which one are you reading?
The Shara Tanash Enchel is called. Oh, that's by Masil Mishlam. Yeah. But I don't think that. I'm not sure. I don't think he's saying it. The Tanash says Mefurish, though. And here's a riot, and so now we can come to the following. So it's a machokas we've shown him, and it seems to be machokas had a pasuk, and after me for a cholim. I have to look at it again. I don't know if you can see what he's saying. But I want to bring that Gemara Pesach, I'm going to finish, nun dollar base. Dar Shuva, uber Sminikas, Minanus, fine. But here's a riot to the Taz. Bein Hashmoshos, Shalom, Osir. Bein Hashmoshos is twilight. Says the Gemara Pesach, and the Rambam Paskins, look in the Rambam Parakeh, look at Sinus Halacha Zion, Tishmav Leila Kilmel Chodova, Enoch Leila Ben Vijom, Ubein Ashmosh, also Kiyom HaKippurim. Tishmav, we treat like Yom Kippur with regard to Bein Ashmosh, Bein Ashmosh. We're Machmir on twilight at both ends. Okay, twilight is the time between sunset and when it gets dark, right? This time of year, you can, you know, it's 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever. It depends where you are relative to the equator and Earth, so it's very quick, you know. Forget that, right? Well, that's exactly. Forget that, right? Because we start Shabbos. No, he's right. We start Shabbos at sunset. We don't end until the stars come out, right? We're Machmir, or Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur. We're Machmir, because Suffolk, because that time is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila.
But the 18 minutes so, after Bench, it's still really
big. Yeah, forget the 18 minutes, right? 18 minutes before. I'm talking about Shkia. The regular, whatever it says, Shkia, but we start Shabbos with Shkia. We end Shabbos with Tzeisach Kovim. Okay, forget the time we add on it, but we do. But that's right, exactly the sake of. But 1 second. So, that's the kasha. How can you say Tisha B'Av is only, obviously Tisha B'Av, we are Machmir. I'm both Bein Hashmoshos, Bein Hashmoshos before, and before the end.
The other way, how could you say we should be Machmir on Tisha B'Av?
Yeah, but the Gemara says that. Bein Hashmoshos also, I mean, I can't change it. So exactly, that's Akashim. Now the Magid Mishnah says, all right, well, I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's the Magid Mishnah. If you look at the second line in Perkei Halacha Zayin, he writes, Afa God the Sekhda Boranu, B'chi Hai Safek Azlin L'Chumra. Okay, he doesn't say why, but he says, even though it's the Rabbana, we're Machmir.
What does Hai mean?
I don't know. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. Okay? And by the way, side point, he says, that's we have, there's no concept called Tosefes, the Tisha, no concept of adding on to Tisha B'Av. Okay? That's what he said. That's what he said. One time, the Shulchan is the thing. Okay, the Shulchan, you're right, but I'll show you something interesting in a second. No, because he said, if there would have been a Tosefes, you wouldn't have to tell me we're Machmir on Bein Hashmosh, obviously. But that's what the Magid Mishnah says. The Shulchan Aruch says, he says, Bein Hashmosh shall also Kiyom HaKippurim, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, he's gotten Gimel, Hanu Bein B'Knisah, so Bein B'Tziyah, so both the Bein Hashmosh, the beginning of Tisha B'Av, if you're saying, like, this is different from Shabbos, but let's say Tisha B'Av is Tuesday, it's a Monday night, and Tuesday night, both directions. Now, Mishras Emes finds it difficult. What's this Gemara talking about? What do you mean? It's like you said, it's a Drabbanan. So he talks about Tosefes. There is some sort of Tosefes. And you know what? Look in the Parashah Mishnah of the Rambam.
Mishras
Emes says, Iker HaKavana, the end of the first line of 58. Mishras Emes Amsachem Nundamon Beis. On that Gemara, Tishra Ben Ishmashu also, he says, Iker HaKavana, who the Chachamim Tiknu Gam B'Tainas Sibur V'Tishbav Tosefes Masho came on the Mishras also the Yeshua Tzamtzim B'Melika Tosefes. We're not sure, so you better do Tosefes. It's interesting. I put it as a side point. The Rambam in the Mishnah Perek Tainas Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. Look at this. Din Tani, so it's from my Tishbav. Kedin Tani Tzom Kippur. The Tishbav is like Yom Kippur. Also Berchitza, no washing, Sicha, Tashmid of Nisan. Umosifin Michal HaKodesh. Wow. What Kodesh? Who? Where? Kodesh? Interesting. Okay. But anyway, let's leave that out. Let's focus simply. The question, if I didn't put it correctly, the Gemara says that the Rambam and the Zohar rule this way, saying that Tisha B'Av were Machmir on both ends with the Bein Hashmoshos, like Yom Kippur, that sounds like it's not a Drabbana. Okay, the Magid Mishnah is a Kodesh. Well, this Drabbana, Sveik Drabbana, we're Machmir. Comes on the Avnei Nezer, Tshuva Archaim Smetov Chof Tes. I'll say it outside because it's late. Avnei Nezer is an ingenious interpretation. It's an ingenious interpretation. He says, I'm wondering about a chola and so on, because in what we said that a chola, we really have a steer here, because we said in regards to Bein Hashmoshos, we treat it like it's not a Drabbanan, which is like in Kippur. On the other hand, by Chola, we said, the Mokum Chola goes Drabbanan. That's why Tisha B'Av, you know, you don't have to talk like in Kippur, you have to be Chola, Shesh, Bo, Sakon, and Tainer. So we have a spirit, right? That's the point there. What's
spirit?
Because when it comes to Chola, we treat Tisha B'Av like a Drabbanan, and therefore we don't require, first one, Rotah, Pochus, Mashir, we don't require that to be Chola, Shesh, Bo, Sakon, and so we have all these leniencies. So that sounds like a Drabbanan, Right? On the other hand, with the Ben HaShemosh, it's just not the Raisa. Right. I mean, not the Raisa, it's not going to be the Raisa, but you give a Kabbalah, it could be a Torah done. So the Adnan Ezer says...
Why do we more make it for a Kabbalah than for a Ben HaShemosh?
In effect. So he says... So the Adnan Ezer says like this. All right, but still, the Adnan Ezer says, and he says, depend, and he goes into this issue of Ratzu and not Ratzu and so on. Okay? So he says, for a Kabbalah, we look at Ratzu, but then he's bothered, no, it's Gimel, but okay, then what about the Ben HaShemosh? He says, guess what? He says, the Ben HaShemosh is your sod here. This will finish. I'll go over a minute. But he says that the when it comes to the Ben, the reason for Machon and Ben HaShemosh is for a different reason. It's only the Rabbanon. He said, I'm saying outside what he says in Osei. But he says like this. Let's look at it for a moment. All right, it's now, let's say, Tisha B'Av is Monday night, right? So it's now Monday night. I come to Ben HaShemosh. Sofek the Rabbanon Lekula. I don't have to start fasting yet, right? I can still eat. Now, Sofek the Rabbanon Lekula. Now I'm going to come to the end of Tisha B'Av, Monday evening. It's already after Shkia. So I'm going to cool it. Right? But wait a minute. Yeah. You can't do that. You can't do that. He said, because it says that you one of them, I mean, Mimarashach, either it's day or it's night.
Right?
Right? So you can't...
You established last night.
And, what you're establishing is random. You can't. But you can't establish. My chazis. Why do you say this way, not that way? Or I'll do the one of the first... So that Adonijah says, he says, "Lahater echav lo asheni gam keni efshar." Therefore, we have no choice but to machon vote. Not because it's divrei kabbalah k'divrei, not divrei kabbalah. It's all the rabbanah. They're genius. No, he says, you have no, you can't say seiket amal kula when that's going to put you in a position of effect that tarta is not
right.
Because you can't.
Then I won't choose one of them.
That's arbitrary. Which one are you going to choose? You should choose. I should choose. Who's choosing?
Logic to it.
What do you mean?
Say, when the first shiloh comes, answer the shiloh tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll have an answer.
Okay, you could say that. I think it's true. I mean, you could say it. He brings a raya from a din in the Hilchos Taru.
Every other
topic
to Rabban.
No, but usually it doesn't impact that. There's not another side of the coin. Here there's one unit called, right? Let's say this doesn't come up in any other time because there's no Ben HaShemosh at the beginning. Right? So here you have the Ben HaShemosh at both ends. He's looking at one unit. He brings a raya. I'll finish. I'll start over. Yerodeh Simon Kuf Yudalef. The very last Yerodeh, last Simon in Hichos Taruvas. Okay. Hayu kan steak deru shaheter. You have two kosher pots. Okay. And I have two pieces of meat. Chicken and milk. So it's only this is our bottom. Okay. And I have a regular kosher piece of chicken, which is kosher. Right. So the question, and we're not sure which piece was put in which pot. Says the Shochar Asuro Stehen. Both pots are Asur. Okay? I feel it beside our bonner. Why? Why should both pots be Asur?
Same thing.
You look at this pot and think, well, it's like a Darbonner. It's only a Darbonner also. And I don't know that that's the piece of felon. So cool. And I look at the second pot. Now you go, after both pots, you can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah, you can say, do look at whatever. But apparently, you're looking at it together. That's how the Shach says, you can't do that. You can't have. What's that?
What about Chad Betray?
What chad is not chad betray?
Why is chad betray different? I eat the first one because of rov. Then I eat the second one because of rov, and I can eat the third one.
So that's I don't know. It's a good question. I'm afraid that machos v'shalom where the same person can do all three. May not be so posh. I don't know what that. I just want to say one last thing to prove this point. Yeah, I understand, but not on hold like that though. Anyway, the yisod of the Adnan Ezer I think is very interesting. He says you can't say a second of Amakula if it's going to run you into eliminating a contradiction. And the one other thing which he doesn't bring is a right because he could say it's slightly different, but it's a famous gemara. We'll finish with this. Kumha. Also, that's also the same issue. Whatever that come back tomorrow, it's a new suffix. So the question that he said, when does the suffix come in? Has it been by Ksamim and Tilia? There's a few areas, but just conceptually. Finally, if I was bringing some of the people familiar with, the famous Ran. Okay, Psachim Kuvachesmanav, the Gemara says, give me one more minute. Gemara talks about Haseba for the Arba Kosos. Right? So the Gemara says that you need to do the reclining by the four cups, one on Pesach, the Seder, right? So the Gemara says, one opinion says you need a Haseba of the Arba Kosos, one says you don't need a Haseba. And the Gemara says they're both right. Two of them need, two of them don't need. But which is which? Which two? So the Gemara says one opinion is the first two require a Haseba because that's what you're talking about, the whole sequence is right, that's when you're inclined to show freedom. The last two is already after a meal, they're done. Okay? And the other opinion says the opposite. No, the first two don't need because you're still talking about Avodim Hayino. Now we've had Matzamar, now we're free people. So the Gemara concludes, the last line of the print in there, 63. We require a Seba by both. By both we require. All four of us, both pairs. What do you mean? Second of all, a Kula. Right? It's talking about the whole essay was the Rabbana, whole Abakos the Rabbana. It's talking about the Kula. So the Ran asked this Kasha. So he has two Yesodas. One parrot says, he says, it's not a big deal. So you have to lean 6 inches to your left. Not a big deal. Shake it up on a cooler. Yeah, you're right. But when it's not such a big deal, the second parrot he gives is the nasal akula might not go behani tray, make a behani tray mahani. Right? Same idea. If you end up doing a seba by none of them. Right? Because I'll say shake it on a cooler. I'll shake it on a cooler over here. So I'm not going to. So it's going to undo the whole mitzvah.
Okay?
It depends what you're looking at.
And you have no right to say that anymore.
Right, but he wants to argue. Avi Nezer wants to argue, and that's what the Rambam seems to say. You know this is coming up. You know this happens. Not a surprise. It wasn't like you knew it was going to come up. So you have to look at the whole thing as a unit. So that's why Avi Nezer wants to hold by us also. The fact that we're machon of Shmosh is not because it's the Kabbalah. It's the Rabbanan, but it's because it's other svar. The Ma'aseh to Machlok is, I think, as we saw tonight, the rove of the post and the Tisha B'Av is subject to Ratzu and Lo Ratzu, and our observance are Rabbanan, but and some disagree. I wish everybody a meaningful fast, an easy fast. It was interesting. I sent it to my shul once. I have some of the sheets of review, some of the dinim relating to Tishra of this year that it's a Nidche. And hopefully, if we do have to fast, I can only change between now and Mat Shabbos, will be the last time. Okay.
Why would anybody want to move up a fast?
Earlier, you mean?
Yeah.
That's Gemara says that you don't do it.
What if the Mashiach comes?
Right, so Gemara says one of the reasons you don't move it up is because Akdum et Paranusa.
Yeah, we don't want to.
We don't want to.
We want to.
So they ask about Tanis Esther. How can we move up Tanis Esther?
It's not Tanis Esther.
It's a happy day in a way, even though it's a fast thing.
It's not available.
But it's not available. It's not available. Exactly.
Who said that if the third day is on Shabbat, you would fast?
The Baruch says if the third day is on Shabbat, you would fast.